While you may or may not have seen it in person, we all have seen that beautiful artwork by Michelangelo inside the Sistine Chapel. The image of the creation of Adam, arms stretched and the spark of life passing to humanity. Well, now you have a rare opportunity to learn more about this masterpiece. Michelangelo Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, showcases the awe and wonder, arguably one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements, while still allowing its visitors to experience this art from an up-close, life-size, and never-before-seen perspective. The exhibit is going to be here in Portland on display June 25th to August 11th. And joining us today with more details is senior producer Eric Leong. Eric, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, Eric, as a senior producer, and I've seen some of the pictures from the website, it is incredible. How did this exhibit even get created?
Oh, well, so we've been touring this exhibit now for a good 7 years, which is shocking to me. If you had asked me 7 years ago if we'd still be touring it now, I might have not believed you. But our company has been in the exhibit business for over 30 years. We've done everything from large blockbusters to properties like Star Trek to bringing tours like King Tut and things like that all around. And our CEO happened to actually go to the Sistine Chapel on vacation and had a less than stellar experience. He loved the art, of course, but he didn't like being rushed in and rushed out. He felt he didn't get the time to really enjoy and appreciate the art as if he was in a museum and could just soak it in and really explore all the details. And plus, you know, he's, even though funny enough, he's the son of a Lutheran minister, he was having trouble identifying who all the figures on the ceiling were. He's like, I don't, of course I recognize Adam and Eve and you know, the main figures on the Genesis, but he's like, I wasn't sure about the figures on the side. He's like, I really just wanna know more about what I'm seeing. And so he said, you know, let's create an exhibit that allows people to enjoy Michelangelo's art as if he had his own private gallery screening, you know. And they, not only will we bring the art down from 60 feet up from the ceiling down to, you can get within a few feet of it at our show, but we're also going to give you a modern experience with an in-depth audio guide that really takes you behind Michelangelo's work, his process, his history, as well as the figures that you're seeing and the stories that they're depicting. And we've been touring this exhibit now for 7 years all across the world in multiple continents. And it's been, there's been a great response. And I think it took a little while for people to kind of wrap their heads around, because, you know, people kind of scratched their, like, wait, are you saying you scratch the art off the ceiling of the chapel? Like, no. These are life-size photographic prints, or close to life-size in some cases. But these are life-size or close to life-size photographic prints that are, you know, artfully displayed and lit and are there for your enjoyment. And people seem to really respond. I think it's because of the timeless genius of Michelangelo.
Oh, absolutely. And Eric, I can appreciate what you said and that of the CEO of your company, in that if you've been, and I've had the fortune of being there one time, is you do feel hurried. And what all you want to do is gaze upon these beautiful images, and so many people in the noise, you maybe lose a sense of the sacred too, being able to see it in actuality in the Sistine Chapel, but you've done the next best thing in bringing it to Portland. Eric Leong is the senior producer of a wonderful exhibit coming up. It is Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, going to be in Portland. Well, it opens June 25th. You can see it all summer until August 11th. Well, this is incredible. And you've taken all of our modern abilities to picture things in such detail. How did you get all of the pictures? Did you have to go through a special Vatican Museum access in order to gain the pictures? Or was there other ways that you were access the technology to show this?
So I'll go into that. Just sort of slight correction. The exhibit will be in there till August 21st, not the 11th. So,
oh, thank you.
Want to make sure. Don't want people to forget. So yeah, we actually did approach the Vatican originally. We had several exchanges with them. They were interested at first, and then kind of they sort of ghosted us. They just stopped responding, stopped replying, and we were like, okay, I guess they don't want to work with us. And so we reached out to a couple different sources, and then we eventually decided to license the images from Bridgman Images, which is an art archive very similar to Getty Images for when you license a photograph for the news or a website story or what have you. And they had all the images that we needed to create the show. And we do focus mainly on the ceiling. We don't focus on the other art on the walls, except with the exception of The Last Judgment, which was also done by Michelangelo. So the artwork and the photos that we needed, you know, focused on the ceiling. And we don't also, I just want to clear up, that we don't do every single bordering element. We decided to kind of separate the show into stories. And so each individual fresco or each individual painting it's very obvious if you've been to the Sistine Chapel, the kind of the way that these are all kind of broken up and arranged and sectioned off. And so we kind of focus in on that, but there are some elements of the ceiling, like, you know, Michelangelo did paint a couple of like patterns in between that some of them are included in some of the prints, some are not. It's for us, we wanted to focus on the subject at hand within each painting and kind of really bring the viewer into that moment. And so, yes, we took all these photos. All the photos are post-restoration. So after it went through that whole big cleaning on the ceiling, get rid of all the dust and the grime that had built up over years. So the colors really pop. And we use a printing process called SEG, Silicon Edge Graphics, to not only allow us to produce these at life size, but it also allows us to deconstruct the prints and the frames in between shows so that it transports easily. And so that And people ask, well, why do you do this? And part of the reason is because it allows us to go to many different sizes of markets. I mean, Portland is a fairly large city, but we've been to smaller cities before too. And we can do that because our costs to set up and to take down and to transport aren't extremely high like they were with, say, a Star Trek exhibit, which required 30 or 40 trucks. You know, this all ships in one truck, which is amazing. We have the Sistine Chapel all in one truck.
Wow, it is incredible. And as I said in our introduction, a rare opportunity. Eric Leong is the senior producer of the Michelangelo Sistine Chapel exhibition. Well, Eric, there is more I want to talk to you about, especially about the experience that people are going to have when they purchase tickets and come to the exhibit. I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Absolutely, be happy to.
I am continuing now my conversation with Eric Leong. Eric is the senior producer of a wonderful exhibit that's coming to Portland. It is Michelangelo Sistine Chapel, the exhibition. And it's a wonderful showcase of the awe and the wonder of arguably one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements. Eric, thank you so much for staying with us today.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
Well, as you said, as we broke in our last half hour, this exhibit, while vast, it's coming in one truck, but there is so much that you were able to put together in this one truck exhibition, and people are going to be able to see it June 25th to the 21st. So for those that purchase tickets and come to the exhibit, how are they going to experience the Sistine Chapel through this exhibition?
So we will have all 33 frescoes that comprise the entire ceiling of the Sistine Chapel printed at, in this case, close to life size. And we will also have The Last Judgment. Now, The Last Judgment is over 40 feet tall, and we almost never get to put that at real size. And this, unfortunately, is also one of those cases. It happens like maybe once or twice a year we get a venue which we can actually fit that. But most of the time, we always include it because we think it's an important work. It was actually done several years after the original completion of the ceiling. But it's a fascinating thing. It's got so many figures and so many details and stories that I can just every time I set up the show, I always take some time just to study it a little bit and see what something new that I'll always catch. But yes, it's a self-guided show. We have it broken down into all the different stories and frescoes, and we have them categorized for you so you kind of know what you're seeing. Of course, a lot of visitors are going to recognize the Genesis story right away because most people know the story of Adam and Eve and then Noah and the flood. But most people might not identify off the just, you know, on their own, which prophets and sibyls they're seeing. And so we're going to tell you who they are, you know, what their background was, how it relates to the Sistine Chapel and the story, of course, in the Bible. And it's all done on an audio guide, which you can experience either on your own personal smartphone Or we have devices that you can also borrow as well on site. And the audio guide, if you listen to every single track, you don't have to, but we think it goes into further detail than the signage. The audio guide is almost 90 minutes worth of content, and it's really quite enjoyable. And we also have a little theater playing some informational videos from an art historian that works with PBS, which we love, which also kind of fills you in a little bit more on the history of Michelangelo and what he went through while creating the Sistine Chapel. And all the meanwhile, you're going to have some nice background music. You're going to be able, again, to enjoy it at your own pace. No one's going to rush you out. You can take photos, which is something you can't do in the Sistine Chapel. And we just really hope that people who've been to the Sistine Chapel will, I almost can guarantee, they're going to see something new, because the art is going to be up close. It's going to be in your face, and you're going to have the time to really study it. And if you haven't seen the Sistine Chapel before, I think there's a pretty good chance you might be inspired to go see the real thing in Italy whenever you have that chance in life.
Oh, well, I am very excited to see this, Eric. And there is so much there to take in. It's wonderful that we have this opportunity coming up that we can really kind of pause and really look at all of this. So kind of tell our listeners again all of the details about where they can go to get tickets, the dates, and how much time they really need to be able to spend in order to appreciate what you've put together.
I think most of our visitors tend to average between 60 to 90 minutes when they come to take their visit. Again, if you want to listen to the whole audio guide track, we recommend you give yourself 90 minutes, because that's about how long the tracks are.
Okay.
Plus, of course, you're going to have time walking in between the different prints, and you want to have your own reflection time. So 90 minutes is a good, I would say, estimate for your visit. We've had some people breeze through the exhibit in 45 minutes and be done. And, you know, that's fine. We've also had people stay for 3 hours before. Not as much now. I mean, ever since the pandemic, we could have had to change things a little bit. I mean, it used to be like we would just have 75% of our visitors just walk up and 25% would buy in advance. And then, you know, it was very kind of free flowing. Now, ever since the pandemic, we kind of have seen trends change in the industry where 75% of people buy in advance. And everything is kind of timed. But regardless, once you get in, as long as we're within, of course, fire safety compliance code, you are allowed to stay as long as you wish until the exhibit closes, which I think is maybe, I think it's 7 p.m. So if you, the last entry say at 5:30, so then you have all the way until 7 to experience the whole show.
Oh, and of course, you will have many days to have this opportunity. The event opens June 25th, and it will be on display all the way to August 21st. Eric, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And maybe for our listeners, do you think that there is something that, you know, you've managed to put together in this art exhibit that you are just so excited about? You want to make sure that people give themselves enough time to take in maybe something special about any of the panels on display?
Well, I mean, I will say that Michelangelo did paint himself into a couple of moments within the exhibit. So definitely he's got a cameo in, I like to call it a cameo, but he did paint himself into the Last Judgment, which is a very interesting one if you can spot and find him. It's not immediately what you'd expect. And I don't want people to Google in advance. I really think it's fun just to try and spot it. And then I think if you listen to the audio guide, it does eventually tell you where it is. But I think if you get up there and look, because that one has so many figures and so many stories,
right,
it's kind of fun. It's a little bit much of a Where's Waldo situation. My personal favorite, I love the Delphic Sibyl. I mean, I think that's one of the most free-flowing with the colors and the way that he treated garments and anatomy and the facial expressions. I mean, I love that in that one. I mean, of course, everyone knows the creation of Adam because of the hands, and it's been kind of parodied or homaged in cult and pop culture over centuries, really. But I guess one thing overall is that we tend to think of this art, especially an image like the creation of Adam, because it's so well known, as being timeless and it's always going to be there. And you say, oh, well, I'll just add it to my bucket list to get to the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican City one day. And, you know, I don't have to rush off and do this. But we have seen instances like the fire in the Notre Dame where, you know, all this precious art and material that, again, we thought was going to be around forever just disappear in a flash because of one fire. And, you know, now it lives on only in photographs and archive. And while this is not the real Sistine Chapel, this is the next closest real thing. And I do think it is important for everyone to spend as much time with art and be inspired by art. And I really hope people come out and have a good time and really get something out of the exhibit. It's for everyone. It's for history lovers, art lovers, and of course, people of faith. It really does appeal to everyone. And I think it's a good opportunity to have a little bit of Rome in your own backyard.
Oh, we are so looking forward to it. And Eric, I love how you say that. This is definitely an exhibit for everyone in the community. It is coming up June 25th to August 21st. Well, Eric, I really appreciate your time today. We are all looking so forward to the exhibition.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone enjoys it.
And again, that is Eric Leong. He is the senior producer of the Michelangelo Sistine Chapel exhibition coming to Portland. I will be sure to add more information about the exhibition and where you can purchase tickets and find out more details. I'm going to add that link to the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.